Body of Art Contemporary El Paso Jewelry celebrates contemporaneous local expressions of the jeweler's art, a form with an exciting and vibrant past and present in El Paso. The principal center of jewelry production and training in this area has been and remains the University of Texas at El Paso. And joining us today are metals artists Rochelle Thivas and Lorena Aguirre and Dr. Michael Tomor, director of the El Paso Museum of Art. Welcome, everybody.
Thank you.
Thanks for having us.
So, Michael, so nice to have you back.
Thanks.
Well, you tell us about how the Body of Art exhibit came to be.
Sure. The Museum of Art, over the past, I'd say 7 or 8 years, has really tried to focus its attention on some of our regional artists. We did a really big overview of early El Paso art about 5 or 6 years ago, Into the Desert Light. It was a 60-year survey of what was happening here in El Paso. And then we did the second half from 1960 to 2011, about 2 years ago. And not included in that exhibition of some 100 artists from our region were artists who were working primarily in small sculpture, both in metals and ceramics. So it was determined by the staff that we should really spend some time and attention on this very important art form. So the first of that, those two exhibitions, has just launched, Body Art, curated by Dr. Patrick Cable, whose interest was to really feature and highlight contemporary artists that were still living, who really have made their living in small-scale sculpture, jewelry, and metal. And that is what this beautiful exhibition is all about. Not necessarily in metal also, in different mediums.
Rochelle, as I mentioned in our intro, UTEP's metals program is the principal center of jewelry production here in El Paso. And you've played a large part of that process. How did you become involved with UTEP? And just tell us a little bit more.
I was graduating from graduate school, and I put out feelers to see what kinds of jobs there might be at universities around the country. And I was called by UTEP, interviewed on the phone, hired on the phone to come down here for the job. And, you know, it was in 1976, so things were done a lot different than they are today.
Right.
And I was pretty thrilled. You know, I hadn't traveled that much, and it seemed like a very exotic place to come to. And I had this, you know, huge, wonderful studio that I landed in.
And where were you? Where did you come to us from?
From the Midwest. I've just finished up my graduate work at Kent State University.
Real
and
cool.
And coming straight here, I was 24 years old. I was very, very young when
wow.
I came.
Wow. Yeah. And you recently retired.
I just retired in May.
Although,
after, depending on how you count it, it's 37 to 38 years.
Well,
like
and
that.
It doesn't seem like it, because I know at the same time that this exhibit was opening, you were at an opening in Boston for another show. Is that right?
Yes, I had a solo exhibition that opened up on Saturday evening. So unfortunately, I wasn't able to be here at the El Paso Museum of Art for the show opening. But just too difficult to make it to both places at the same time.
It's hard to be two places at the same time. So, Ms. Lorena, you were a student of Rochelle's?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And what was it like to be a part of the metals program here at UTEP?
Well, it was an eye-opening experience for me.
Did you know that that's what you wanted to do?
Yeah, I graduated from architecture in 2005, and I always have liked making things. So I started discovering that there was a whole line in jewelry, contemporary jewelry. I never knew that people would actually make jewelry by author, you know? I thought it was like a traditional craft, and it was just traditional things that people would do. So when I discovered that people would actually make a statement through jewelry, I was fascinated. And I guess it was by chance that I ended up here in El Paso. It was like I never knew I was going to end up here studying a master's degree.
Where were you before you came to El Paso?
I was living in Chihuahua working as an architect, and then I met my husband, and we dated over 1 year, and he lived here, so he would go to Chihuahua and visit me. So over a year dating like that, I was like, what could I do in El Paso? So, because one of us would have to move in order to keep this going, you know. So I found out that UTEP had a metals program, and there wasn't much about architecture here as far as a graduate program. So, you know, since I graduated, I got interested in jewelry, so I came here for the metals program and ceramics too. But mainly I was more attracted to the metals program.
So you went from designing really large things
to
really small
things. Yeah, it was a total change for me. Yeah.
And as a student, how long did it take you to find your voice in your craft?
It wasn't that difficult. I guess what was difficult was learning the techniques, because I always, since the beginning, kind of had a functional approach in jewelry. So it wasn't like out of my comfort zone, but I didn't know any of the techniques. So that's what was kind of difficult at the beginning.
That's where somebody like
Rochelle
comes in.
Yeah, so that's where Rochelle came into place.
Well, Lorena was a really terrific student, and she actually came in and took basic level classes for maybe two semesters. And then I pulled her aside and I said, you know what? You're picking this up very, very quickly. I think it's time to apply for the graduate program.
Time
to move on up. And I could see that she had no difficulties technically, that anything that really crossed her path that she wanted to do, she could do it.
And now here you are exhibiting side by side at the El Paso Museum of Art. That's got to feel good.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Since I was clueless to that world, you know, I'm still learning how it works. But I know it's like many people would love to be there. So I'm honored. So,
For me, it's very, very exciting to have so many of my former students as part of this show, because it's this great opportunity to showcase what they are doing, what they have been doing. There's not that many opportunities in El Paso for that to happen. And then, of course, have a museum exhibition is terrific.
And I think it's important. I mean, it really is a rich... I look forward to Las Artistas every single year, because I feel like that's really when you can see...
And that's about the only place that you can see. But you can see tremendous things there. And several of the students, former students who've graduated many, many years ago, have booths in Las Artistas. So there's several of them that exhibit there. But there's a vast number of other jewelry artists out there in El Paso making work that do not engage in that particular exhibition, but have no other outlet for their work to be seen locally. And I just feel very strongly that they're doing great work. They might be showing it outside of El Paso, but El Pasoans deserve to be able to see this work. And I hope that El Pasoans, after seeing the work in the museum, will start to search it out and hopefully perhaps think about buying some of the work.
That's what I was going to say. You it's know? A great opportunity to own some beautiful,
it really is.
Pieces.
It really is.
And, you know, statement pieces at that.
Absolutely.
Speaking of statement pieces, how many artists do we have on display during Body of Art? And can you describe some of the pieces?
We have 14 artists. And the work ranges from my work, which is really very, very sculptural, very body engaging, to work, for instance, like Linda Moore's work. She does really beautiful work in sterling silver that's very, very easy to wear. Strong, bold forms that are really, really quite wonderful. And then Susan Eisen. And Susan Eisen has had a pretty terrific jewelry store in El Paso for 25 years, probably, maybe a little bit longer than that, actually, maybe close to 30 years. And her approach is more of a commercial jewelry, where she's working with gemstones, pearls, gold in the works that she's doing. But she's created some very, very wonderful, unique pieces for the exhibition. But she also has them in her store as well. And then there is Helen Dorian, who is working with sterling silver, but she's putting enamels on top of it. And sometimes she's putting paint on top of her works. There's Criselda Lopez, who is doing works in plastics, along with Laura Adagon is also working in plastics. There's Lorena, who is working in sort of a wide range of materials, whether it is plastics or feathers or metal. And one of the things that's interesting about her work, too, is that she, in a way, approaches her jewelry from a product designer's point of view, and she's very much engaged with new material and new ways of actually producing the work. So she uses the computer and builds pieces through using the computer and 3D printers, as well as by hand.
And Ms. Lorena, speaking of all your multi-talents, what are the pieces or piece that you're displaying at the museum as part of this exhibit?
One of them is a prototype that was 3D printed, and it's a team fuser. And later, I'll print it directly in silver. But now I have the prototype, which is in plastic. And, you know, it's just two pair of team fusers that you can wear as earrings and just, you know, take them off and use them as team fuser and share a cup of tea with a friend or something like that.
Yeah. I love it. I love it.
Another piece is it's a brooch. It's a very simple piece. It's just a section of tubing. And, you know, it's like polished in the inside and sandblasted in the outside, just to give it a nice look. But the real function it has is that you can put practically anything inside of it, just to match your clothes or to make a statement. And it comes in a set with different things that I give the user to be able to wear them with it, but you can just make your own
statement. All of your pieces kind of have a dual function or have that kind
of
sense?
Yeah, they tend to do that many times. I also have, now that you're mentioning that, I also have a bracelet that works as a bracelet or as a ring too. So,
have fun. I got to stop by and see it.
You do. I mean, Lorena, she just does amazing work, and she has this wonderful sense of humor and a very, very much a playfulness in her work. And so that tubular brooch that she was talking about, she'll give you balloons along with it, and you stuff the balloons in, you blow up one end, and then you've got this large balloon of this bright color that's on your, you know, on your shoulder, right next to this beautiful piece of tubing that might be in sterling silver or something.
How fun. I'd just be afraid for it to pop. And,
you know. But that's okay, because then you're going to put something else in there, you know.
Right. Part of the effect. Well, thank you, ladies, so much for stopping by today. Look forward to seeing body art at the El Paso Museum of Art. My guests today have been internationally celebrated metals artist and mentor, Rochelle Thivas, metals artist Lorena Aguirre, and Dr. Michael Tomor, director of the El Paso Museum of Art, where you can currently see Body of Art, Contemporary El Paso Jewelry, now through April 29th. For more information, visit our website at ktep.org.